There have been many unsung heroes in the story of Connemara over the past few hundred years, but one who deserves special mention is James Hack Tuke, an English banker and philanthropist whose charitable work during and after the Great Famine is now almost entirely forgotten. Between 1882 and 1884, Tuke assisted over 9,500 people living in remote areas of the west of Ireland to emigrate to America and Canada. Clifton historian Kathleen Villiers-Tuttle now tells us about the Tuke emigration scheme.
Long after the history books record that the Great Famine was well over in Ireland, people in the West were living in dire poverty, and a crop failure in 1879 virtually capitulated them back to near starvation. The Quaker community, who had been involved in providing assistance during the Great Famine, asked James Tuke to return to Ireland in 1880 and investigate what was happening in the remote communities on the West Coast. Tuke toured for several weeks and observed that the government was obsessed with suppressing crime rather than finding solutions to poverty or improving the circumstances of the people. Poor families in the West were given a lifeline the following year when he published an article promoting assisted immigration to Canada and America. He then set up the Tuke Fund with money raised from private and government sources. The fund was in operation from 1882 to 1884 and assisted the immigration of about 9,500 people from Galway and Mayo to Canada and the United States of America. Entire families were encouraged to go, young and old, and even the in-laws. The stipulations were that one member of the family was to be able to speak English and there must be sufficient breadwinners among them to support the family group. The fund committee persuaded two shipping companies to call at Galway Port so as to avoid the expense of transporting passengers to Queenstown or Liverpool. In 1882, the Allan Line and the Beaver Line sent ships to Galway and 1,276 passengers left in April and May of that year. Further immigrants were sent out in 1883 and 1884. A great deal of work went into selecting suitable families. Each immigrant was provided with new clothing and careful arrangements were made for their reception on the other side. Those arriving in Canada were met and taken charge of by agents from the Canadian government, while supporters of the scheme met those arriving in Boston and Philadelphia. Great care was taken that the immigrants would be in a position to obtain work, for, as stated in the reports of the committee, although mostly destitute, the adult immigrants were able-bodied, capable and willing to work. Others were provided with rail tickets and sent by train to join family or friends further afield. The scheme was at first lauded by all, and satisfactory accounts were sent back on the successful integration of the immigrants. However, as economic conditions began to improve in Ireland, the Tuke scheme attracted opposition from both Irish politicians and the Catholic Church, and it was brought to a close in 1884. James Tuke died in 1896 at the age of 75. He is remembered in the minute books of the Clifton Union as a really true philanthropist. His work in instigating and managing the immigrant scheme was instrumental in saving thousands of people in the West from poverty and wretchedness.
And if you'd like to hear more about Mr. Tuke's fund, a conference dealing with Connemara emigration in the 1880s will be held in the Clifton Station House from next Friday, the 31st of October, until the 1st of November. Kathleen Villiers-Tuttle, who you heard there, will be among the speakers. Full details on our website.